Damn, son, where'd you find this?
This should be played at high volume, preferably in a residential area.
Listen to me, Randy. It doesn't matter what you look like on the outside, whether you're white or black or Sasquatch even. As long as you follow your dream, no matter how crazy or against the law it is. Except for Sasquatch. If you're Sasquatch, the rules are different.
Forget it, Meatwad. I'm a circus freak. That's all I'll ever be.
Whatever.
Whoa! Happy Hot Topic!
Happy Hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Watch out. Hoppy is about to rant.
Explosive new allegations this morning from a Facebook whistleblower.
Mm-hmm. Facebook over.
I don't know why anybody is really surprised about what comes out of Facebook. I don't know what makes you think you can trust Facebook. The idea of Facebook is creepy. So when you have a whistleblower coming out and about going, oh, we got some shocking news about Facebook. It may be news you haven't heard, but it shouldn't be shocking because Facebook is a scumbag website.
Over and over again has shown it chooses profit over safety.
So does every company ever. Every company ever chooses that over safety. What is it again?
Shown it chooses profit over safety.
Corporate America 2020, profit over safety. Layoffs over safety.
Frances Haugen, a former Facebook employee, coming forward publicly for the first time on 60 Minutes.
You know, when she went on TV, there was a lot of people over at Facebook that probably weren't happy. And there's probably some disgruntled employers that loved it. But imagine being Zuckerberg and you find out that she's coming forward. You know, Zuckerberg and his elitist self is like, how dare she come forward? I'm Mark Zuckerberg. Nobody crosses me besides my wife that I'm whipped by. Because when you look at the relationship of Mark Zuckerberg, I don't think of him as someone that has control of the house. Seems like he'd be a little whipped. Just saying, man.
She says after the 2020 election, but before the January 6th riot at the Capitol,
yeah.
Facebook turned off internal safety settings meant to combat the spread of dangerous misinformation.
Basically, they just kept it up and all the fake news around so that people would keep logging in. They basically went for profits over safety, like they said. Mm-hmm.
Some of the rioters used Facebook and other social media networks to rally support for the insurrection.
I'm looking at the inside of when they had that whole riot back in January 5th. And man, the hallways were messy. Like everybody was talking about him hanging out in Nancy Pelosi's desk or them hanging out in the Congress room. But the messiness of that riot is underrated. I cannot imagine being a janitor and being like, God damn it, I hate my life.
To rally support for the insurrection.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as the election was over, they turned them back off, or they changed the settings back to what they were before to prioritize growth over safety. And that really feels like a betrayal of democracy.
It is, whatever. I was at a sports bar working a promotions gig, and it's always funny when you hear the 60 minutes intro. Right after NFL ends, I would play it, but I don't want to get my show deleted because of copyright. You never know. It goes. It's always that sad vibe where you realize that you got school the next day or work the next day and the NFL is over with. And this Sunday, I was at a sports bar. And let's just say the vibe of the bar changed a little bit when they went from, yeah, Pittsburgh loses or whatever the game was to Aaron Rodgers, I believe. And then it went, time to talk about whistleblowers.
See to me.
Haugen, armed with tens of thousands of documents from when she worked at the company, points to a 2018 change to Facebook's algorithm.
That was around the time it changed. Because I remember you could do a Facebook Live and get 1,000 people to watch it. Like, I had that going on. I had so many views. And then a scumbag at Facebook, Mark Zuckerberg, like, made it harder for live videos to be seen. And that's when I was like, Come on now. Not potentially selling my info. Not potentially the idea of no privacy. When you get a, when you take away the Facebook live stream from Ryan John Hoppy, when you take away his chance to be seen by people, that's when I've had enough.
Which determines what specific content shows up on your feed.
Yeah, you douchebags.
Feed. She says, since more people click on posts that make them angry, the algorithm incentivizes hateful and divisive content.
Duh. Have you ever seen Zuckerberg smile and he looks like a genuine person you'd want to hang out with? The answer would be no.
Facebook has realized that if they change the algorithm to be safer,
yeah,
people will spend less time on the site, they'll click on less ads, they'll make less money.
Facebook.
Yeah. Profit over privacy.
Book now launching an intense defense.
A sweeping assertion that the violence that happened on January the 6th
yeah.
can be explained by social media is a woeful simplification of the...
Woeful. I like how they use the big words overseas.
Much wider division...
Wider.
...visions in society.
An internal Facebook memo obtained by NBC News says while the company rolled back some of its emergency measures after the 2020 election,
yeah.
it kept others in place.
Oh, man. What a surprise. Facebook not going by what they said they were going to do? Whoa.
And
corporate America, excuse me, miss. Corporate America, sorry about that. Corporate America lying to us? Whoa! That's never happened before. When I think of honest people that you would want to grab a beer with, when I think of honest people that you'd want to hang out with, I think of corporate companies like Facebook. They never lie to us.
After the 2020 election, it kept others in place. And a company spokesperson says, to suggest we encourage bad content and do nothing is just not true.
True.
Since 2016, we've spent $13 billion on safety and security. We have 40,000 people working on safety.
Here's what I love. Here's what I absolutely, and it brings chills down my spine. It makes me so happy in a fake way. This is what this brings pure happiness of laughter to me. When people like this from Facebook, you have all this proof. Like when Mark Zuckerberg was speaking to Congress, and you have all this proof. And then Facebook just goes, no, we put $45 million into privacy. We did this and this. Like, hear what this woman says. Listen, listen.
True.
Since 2016, yeah. we spent $13 billion on safety.
You spend $13 billion doesn't mean you spent it right. They'll go, we spend money on this, and it's just such corporate mumbo-jumbo. The corporate America world is incapable of being human. And that's why it's the corporate world. We spend $45 million on private jets.
Safety and security. We have 40,000 people working on safety and security. And
but are the 40,000 people good at their job? I mean, when you're... website is down for 6 hours and you lose $7 billion, I'm going to go on the ladder and say they probably aren't a good 40,000 people that work there. I'm just going to go on a limb and say, when you have that going down, it's probably not a good look for your company. And you can bring up the numbers altogether. All you're basically saying is we spend a lot of money on nothing. But then again, that's the whole point of Facebook.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
Ah, man. This following segment was brought to you by FitSageFitness.com. When I tell you that Devin Prasad at Fit_Sage_Fitness on Instagram is the best workout trainer in all of the Bay Area, I'm a man of my word. To go to FitSageFitness.com, sign up for classes if you're within the Tampa Bay area. But guess what? Do not worry. Do not have a panic attack if you don't live in Florida. All you got to do, bro, is go to FitSageFitness.com and you can do virtual workouts. But like I always say, because I surround myself with sponsors that care about the bottom line, I think. So basically, just show up and make it happen. If you want to get a barbershop haircut at RichKBarber.com, you got to show up and make it happen. You got to put in some work, baby.
Happy hour. Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, no, it's yo-yo.
Oh! Bizarre!
little guy. Buddy, if I had a peanut, I'd give it to you.
Bizarro, I love you. Bizarro, I love you.
Hey, who's got a peanut for turtle face? Don't, he's allergic.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, yeah. Welcome back to the show. I am your host, Ryan Hoppy, hanging out with you for the next hour. So here's what the show is about. If you're listening for the first time ever, my show is ready to take over a major market morning show. I do believe if you give my goofiness a chance, you give it a chance, we will take over any market, baby. But here's the thing. This show is for the hardworking average Joe and Jane that grinds in life. I don't care if you are a landscaper in Florida or a plumber in Cleveland. What a sentence. You can always listen to this show on every single platform by searching up Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, and I want to make time go by. We're on the Quad Pod Network, QODPOD.com/Ryan Hoppy. Z Radio Live every Thursday at 5 p.m. East Coast time, 4 p.m. Central, ZRadioLive.com. Also on the one and only Odyssey app. Call the show, like Lewis 2 Live said in that opening rejoiner. 856-49-HOPPY. It's 856-494-6773. You can tweet at me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. You can always email me, ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com. Time to talk about Alex Jones.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic.
Oh, Alex Jones is the worst. I get the appeal of Alex Jones. I find him entertaining to a point, but dear God, is he a douche bag.
Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones may have to pay a fortune.
Yeah. For calling. He probably regrets now what Alex Jones did. But then again, Alex Jones is a sociopath, so I don't think he feels regret. He'll just feel pain in his wallet.
Jones may have to pay a fortune for calling the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre a, quote, giant hoax.
Yeah, all the dead kids are just a giant hoax. Like, I believe in free speech or whatever, but that pussy would not go up to any of the parents and say, I believe your kid's dead because they're an actor or whatever the hell he thinks it is. That wannabe small D energy hack hides behind a microphone and spews out garbage.
Texas judge issued a default judgment.
But then again, that's literally every talk show ever.
Texas judge issued a default judgment in defamation lawsuits filed by the parents of two first graders killed in the 2012 shooting. She said the InfoWars host and his company are liable for all damages after Jones failed to produce evidence to back up his claims.
Yeah, the proof will get out there. I don't know what he sells. He has those products he sells. I'm a snake oil salesman. I'm like a fat, crazier conspiracy artist, Gary Vee. I'm all snake oil salesman.
He later did admit the shootings were real. A jury will decide how much Jones will pay the parents of the two children who were gunned.
He's not that rich, by the way. Like, he's rich, but this is going to hurt his pocket. It's not like he's Howard Stern or Ryan Seacrest where you can just make it rain. He's not that rich.
Gunned down along with 18 classmates and 6 school staffers.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was 9 years ago.
Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube.
All right, leave me alone, Al Roker. Actually, let's see what Al Roker's got to say. I want to be inspired by the overrated greatness of Al Roker.
Hey, thanks for watching our YouTube channel.
Okay.
Find your favorite recipes, celebrity interviews, upload.
I was going to go to Tumblr to get a recipe, but thank God I watched the 5-minute video of a meal I didn't want from the Today Show.
Lifting stories, shop our favorite deals, and so much more with the Today app.
Oh, yeah, that's so not shallow. Shop your favorite deals in an economy where millennials are having to work three jobs. Shop with us. Oh, yeah, I'm sure I can keep up with Al Roker's pocketbook. This next headline is funny. I saw this boomer radio guy from Chicago who is like, there's the return of the 38th or whatever season at this point of SNL. And I think it's just as funny as day one. And if you don't think it's as funny as it was on day one, you're an asshat. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, nostalgia is such a dangerous drug. It's as dangerous as anything else. Literally. It's not going to kill you. Like, booze might. Marijuana won't. Cocaine might. Heroin might. My God, with nostalgia. It's garbage now. It wasn't even that good back then. It was okay. God damn, everyone lives in the past, man. Oh, SNL kicked off a new season with Owen Wilson. 2002 called.
Hi from New York. It's almost Saturday night. The SNL...
Yuck.
Now, season 47 premiere just a few hours away, and they're kicking off the season with host Owen Wilson and musical guest Casey Musgraves.
Oh, nice.
Hi, I'm Owen Wilson. I'm hosting season premiere of...
Has he had a lot of cocaine or drinking? The words. I mean, Owen Wilson was never really a great wordsmith. It's the one thing me and him have in common. But, I mean...
Hi, I'm Owen Wilson. I'm hosting season premiere of SNL with musical guest Casey Musgraves.
Casey, why don't you play us a little something?
I don't have my guitar.
That's all right. You can just slap our little bellies.
I don't think that's going to work.
Maybe not.
If it was 2002, he'd be like, I can pull out my skin flute. But then you can't. You could not do that. You could not do that at all. Could you? Could you imagine? There's so much humor from back in the day that is so offensive. That would have been the perfect line in 2002. That would have been like a Mad TV episode. It would have had like Lisa Ann on. It would have been like this.
Casey Musgraves.
Casey, why don't you play us a little something?
I don't have my guitar.
And then Artie Lang or some actor or like maybe Key comes up on Mad TV and he's like the janitor or the gym teacher in that skit. And he's like, I got my skin flute. I mean, I'm really good for lowbrow humor. I don't know if you were aware of that or if you knew, but I'm good for that.
That's all right. You can just slap our little bellies.
I don't think that's going to work.
Maybe not for you. Bobby McFerrin.
My God. And then you have the forced laugh track. You know what makes me laugh harder than anything SNL's ever done? Is when you hear the one obnoxious laugh in the audience that makes it funnier. So you'll have Pete Davidson walk out and be like, yeah, man. I'm high on marijuana. And then you'll hear, always makes me laugh.
This is Wilson's first time hosting SNL. Most cast members are returning with the exception of Beck Bennett, who said goodbye.
No, not Beck Bennett.
Bye after 8 seasons with the show.
8 irrelevant seasons. Who's ever said, oh my God, I am such a fan of Beck Bennett.
3 new featured players are joining as well, making this cast...
Players, yeah. They're players. They're playing a sport of jokes that are completely one-sided in the political realm. Yeah.
That's the largest in SNL history. You can catch the Saturday night...
The largest what in SNL?
In SNL history, you can catch the Saturday...
Let me do the rewind button. To kids from the 2000s that are listening, when you had a VHS, you would press a rewind button and it would bring it back. I don't know if you remember that. Hey, everybody, I want a VHS player now. No, you don't. This was the worst sound ever. The worst. Oh, jeez.
Players are joining as well, making this cast the largest in SNL history. You can...
Oh, because they got 47 no-names on SNL, it's going to be funny. You might as well add 25 more. Make that... What would it be? 72? Yeah, 72 cast members on SNL. That sounds great. Man, I'm coming up with good ideas. Oh, and I bet Lorne Michaels walks around the hallway like he's the king of the world. Yeah, I'm Lorne Michaels. I created something that was good a half a century ago. Yeah, I'm just saying.
You can catch the Saturday Night Live season premiere tonight at 11:30, coast to coast, right here on NBC.
Don't care anymore. 856. 49 Hoppy. So now I'm separating this show like it were to be a major market morning show. So what I'm saying is before the old me would have just sat around and talked for 10 more minutes and then gone to break. But now, never a perfect day in my life. Trust me on that. We're going to go to break.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company. When I tell you, because I'm a man of my words, I wouldn't lie to you if I tell you right now that the Tampa Bay Hot Sauce Company is the best in the Bay and the best around, would you believe me? Or would you think I'm lying to you? Because I'm being real. Go to TampaBayHotSauce.com. There has all the locations of where you can get the best hot sauce in all of this universe, bro. You can also order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. So there's never a reason not to have it. So if you live in Florida, you can buy it in person at all the locations that are at TampaBayHotSauce.com. But if you don't live in Florida, man, don't worry. Actually, you should worry because it's pretty awesome. But don't worry. You can always order online at TampaBayHotSauce.com. At Ryan Hoppy Radio, at Tampa Bay Hot Sauce. Let us know what you cook up, bruh.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Well, it was good while it lasted, I guess.
But Sheriff, the glory hole is the pride and joy of Dougal County.
Man. Fella found an even older glory hole two towns over.
Oh, really?
Lord knows I ain't looking forward to telling the tourism board about this.
Such an elegant concept. A simple, lowly hole to commemorate his glory.
Oh, he got a fetus. Oh, he got a fetus.
856-49-HOPPY.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet that the other stations are tuned in to.
Justin Bieber, because he is entering the cannabis business.
He's the last one to join, but either way, even if he is a cloud chaser, he is about to make a lot of money. And we're about to see a new era of Justin Bieber, where he's always high.
The singer is partnering up with a California-based company, Palms, to release a line of pre-rolled joints called Peaches.
Nice.
Which is a nod to his single from earlier this year.
Yeah, we figured that out. He should release one called Boyfriend.
Justin released a statement to Bloomberg about this collaboration and wrote that he is, quote, a fan of Palms and what they are doing by making cannabis more approachable. Well, Justin is definitely bringing his music to real life. Will you guys be checking this out? Let us know.
This adorable news anchor, I forget her name. Is like smiling really cute when she's talking about it. When she's like, let us know. Like she's like,
all right, but switching gears to Lizzo and Chris Brown.
Why?
In a recent Twitter clip, the Rumors singer can be seen greeting Chris backstage and calling him her favorite person before.
I mean, you can say favorite singer, favorite dancer, I guess favorite rapper. Yeah, your favorite person. He would probably beat you up too. Why? Because he's a really bad dude. He's a really good singer, but also a really bad dude.
Or smiling and posing for a picture. Well, for some fans, this was not a good look for Lizzo at all. Mm-hmm. One person tweeted, Lizzo girl, you were doing so well.
Well, she hasn't really had a hit in a minute, and she's been hitting on Chris Evans. But if Chris Evans were to always hit on Lizzo, he'd be a creep. I'm just saying.
While another user wrote, Lizzo, what the F is this?
Oh, geez.
On the other hand, some people did defend the Good as Hell singer. As one user pointed out, I know it's taboo to say, but a lot of people are fans of him as an artist. That doesn't mean that they condone his bad behavior.
Yeah, it's a really weird legacy about Chris Brown because he's a great singer. All right, enough of that. I'm sorry. He's a great singer, but like you just listen to him and it's just like, it's the same with R. Kelly. You're just like, get away from me.
This link up comes after years of abuse allegations against Chris and just 3 months after he was under police investigation for allegedly assaulting a woman at his home. Okay, and now let's check on Ben Affleck because according to a new interview, life is good for the actor.
That's good, man. You're banging Jennifer Lopez. You're laying her down and having a good time with Jennifer Lopez. That's called living life. I'm just saying. I don't know what he does in his personal life. You think he cheats on her? Is there any way in hell? Of course, he's a famous actor. Everybody goes, oh, they're going to be together forever and ever, as if there's no way that he would cheat. Like how A-Rod and Jennifer Lopez are going to be together forever and ever.
Amid their ongoing divorce, Kim Kardashian and Kanye West were just spotted grabbing dinner with another couple in Malibu.
The Kardashians always going back to your exes that cheated on you with side chicks. What a healthy life that is.
Sparking rumors that Kimye could be trying to work things out. So,
Kimye, it's like herpes. It never goes away.
So let's get into this.
Please.
Kim and Kanye sure know how to keep fans guessing, whether they're trying to get back together or just being really amicable exes.
I think they're just banging a lot. They don't really love each other, but damn, they love banging.
In the latest installment of Kimye's Will They or Won't They saga, The former power couple met up for dinner in Malibu on Thursday for what very well could have been a double date. Kim and Kanye were joined at Nobu by Skims chief marketing officer Tracy Romulus and her husband, music producer Ray Romulus.
So it was just for publicity. Because who the hell is talking about Ray Romulus? I'm sure in the music world he's known. But who's going, oh my God, I'm such a huge fan of Ray Romulus. So of course he's going to have dinner with Kimye.
So there's also a chance that it could have been a business-related celebration of sorts.
That's what I just said.
At the end of the evening, both couples were seen leaving in the same car with Kanye behind the wheel.
Whoa, maybe they went on the swing set.
Kim to his side in the passenger.
Get what I did there? And there's swingers.
Seat and their distinguished friends in the back.
Kim and the wife are having fun and Kanye and Ray are just going at it.
And according to TMZ, Kim and Kanye's divorce is far from being finalized as their sources hold that there's a strong possibility that Kim might just withdraw the divorce petition altogether.
Oh yeah, you're allowed to bang a few floozies on the sign. It's all good. I banged a really famous lawyer in Meek Mill.
The publication revealed in late August that the couple is privately working on rebuilding the foundation of their relationship. Insider.
Yeah, it doesn't sound fun to me.
There's added that one of the main reasons Kim and Ye are considering getting back together is the four children they share, as they want what's best for them.
And yeah, that's good. A lot of rich families, I feel like, cheat on each other all the time. But then they got to be together for the business relationship part of it, the kids.
Though this latest outing points to a possible reconciliation in the works, the pair is also known for sending fans mixed signals, like when Kanye recently unfollowed Kim on Instagram, only to follow her again once she changed her picture to an all-black image to match his.
Ah, oh, man, this is hilarious. I just love every aspect of this. I find this comical.
Despite their disagreements spilling to the public, Kim has been living up to her claim that she's Kanye's number one fan, showing him lots of love and support throughout the release of his new album, Donda.
I thought that was very noble of her. Very much a deep thing. She likes it deep. For her to do. Like, she didn't have to go out there and promote Donda. I mean, she kind of did because that wasn't that good of music. She didn't have to go out there and support him. Yeah, she did. Who else was doing it? Good for her.
I mean, just a few weeks ago, she even wore a wedding dress at Ye's Donda listening party in his native Chicago to actively participate in the recounting of his life in front of tens of thousands of attendees.
All right, we're going to move on. What the hell is going on in the world of Britney Spears?
Britney Spears is expressing her gratitude for the fans that have had her back through her conservatorship battle.
Now she's like, please leave me alone forever!
The Make Me songstress shared an emotional message on Twitter on Monday, 5 days after her father, Jamie Spears, was suspended as her conservator. She wrote, "Free Britney Movement. I have no words. Because of you guys and your constant resilience in freeing me from my conservatorship, my life is now in that direction."
Okay. So now everybody just kind of give her space, back it up a little bit, and move on. She's free. She did it. Doesn't mean you have to keep following her forever and ever. Just saying.
Britney added that their support recently brought her to happy tears, writing,
"Me too.
I cried last night for 2 hours.
Me too.
My fans are the best, and I know it."
Me too.
In a follow-up tweet, she shared these sweet final words, "I feel your hearts and you feel mine. That much I know is true."
Got it.
The pop star's Twitter message marks her first social media statement in direct reference to her conservatorship since her father's suspension as conservator last week.
Mm-hmm.
Access Hollywood was inside the Los Angeles courtroom where
It's so sad. She's like, when she poses, she's so beautiful. Like, her eyes are so pretty. But she looks like that, like, three-year-old baby that, like, the father isn't around, you know, and, like, will cling to anybody at a party. Like, you know when you're, like, at a party and you're amongst a single mom and the father is a deadbeat and like that little girl just loves the attention and she's just the delightful part of the room because she's an innocent baby. Britney Spears has those eyes. I'm not saying she's a baby, but it's just the damage.
Judge Brenda Penny announced in a hearing last Wednesday that she believes suspending Jamie was, quote, in the best interest of the conservatee, which is my goal. The ruling prompted an audible and collective gasp in the room. John Zabel was appointed as Jamie's temporary successor.
Okay.
Jamie addressed the judge's decision in a statement from his attorney, Vivian.
Going, "I like money and exploiting my daughter. Don't let me stop doing that."
Thoreen on Thursday, pushing back on claims of wrongdoing and pledging to continue supporting Britney's well-being.
Yeah.
Writing in part, "For anyone who has tried to help a family member dealing with mental health issues, they can appreciate the tremendous amount of daily worry and work this required."
Got him.
For Mr. Spears, this also meant biting his tongue and not responding to all the false, speculative, and unsubstantiated attacks on him by certain members of the public, media, or more recently, Britney's own attorney.
He's an asswipe. Hell's not real, but man, if it's real, he's gonna burn there forever.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy Hour will be right back.
This following segment was brought to you by Rich Keeley, Master Barbershop. When I tell you that he's the best barber in the Bay Area, I'm a man of my words. All right, enough of that music. RichKBarber.com. Rich Keeley is so good at cutting hair, man. It's insane. He's at Salon Loft on West Shore Boulevard in Tampa. But you gotta, man, you gotta listen to this part. Gotta sign up for an appointment ahead of time at richkbarber.com. Because he is a busy guy, man. He is grinding it out, cutting hair, and much more. So if you go to richkbarber.com, because you're gonna have to sign up ahead of time, schedule an appointment, and also join the waiting list. Now, wish. If you want to get a haircut sooner, and when you sit down in that chair, tell him I sent you, he's going to hook you up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Finally, I'm one of those guys who can't wait to get to work in the morning, like a dairy cow.
Ah! Ah! Oh, yes! Yes!
Oh! NBA D-League coaches, nationally syndicated radio hosts, TV writers, comedians. You never know who will call in a happy hour.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Britney Spears is living her best life.
So, like, I love the Gen X dudes that are like, Britney Spears is crazy because she's walking around naked. I find her beautiful. And I know Britney Spears listens to every single second of Happy Hour. So what I am saying right now is keep doing it, Britney. You look good. Work it, baby.
Naked on a tropical island with her man.
Yeah.
It's cool.
That's the way to live life.
Thursday, the 39-year-old pop star shared several snaps from her getaway with fiancé Sam Asghari on Instagram.
I really hope he's good for her, and I really hope he's not exploiting her.
That's Brit, topless on the beach, rocking some red bikini bottoms. Mm. And that's the toxic singer, totally naked.
Stop doing, oh my God. I'm sick of them doing that. Stop doing that. Stop. My neighbors must think I'm psychotic. Stop doing that.
Red bikini bottoms. And that's the toxic singer.
So Toxic is her song from 2004 or 08. It was one of her songs. I think it's 04. Because it went. You could say the Hit Me Baby One More Time singer. Oops, I Did It Again. Or how about Lucky? It's a story about a girl named Lucky. But they're saying toxic singer because she might be a little bit toxic. And that's her song. And if I were on the radio, actually, I'm not going to swear. F Entertainment Tonight. All these celebrity news reporters act like they care about her. But then they do one-liners to make fun of her like this. Screw off. She has more talent, she's more likable, and she's going farther than any of these reporters that exploit her. It's so disrespectful. The toxic singer. Oh, shut up. I wonder what your home life is like. Ugh.
Red bikini bottoms, and that's the toxic singer, totally naked by the tub, with a few strategically placed emojis.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun for me.
She captioned the post, quote, playing in the Pacific never hurt anybody.
What I find weird about when guys slut shame women is when, like, guys will openly be willing to have sex with those women, but then they shame them. It's like, so you just view a woman as nothing more than a piece of meat, you creep. Like, what's wrong with just having sex? Everybody's like, Britney Spears is walking around naked, blah, 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 blah. Well, who cares? She's walking around naked. We are blessed with that. Who cares if she's a little crazy? We all are. We're on a spinning rock and we'll be dead someday. Who cares if she's a little crazy? Because whenever a guy sleeps around and bangs every girl, oh yeah, he's given a medal of honor. But whenever a girl sleeps around, she's treated like a whore? No, that's not fair. You keep doing you, Britney. My neighbors must think I'm psychotic.
And she had a message for all the haters who might point to the waves in the tub and claim she photoshopped the images.
Mm.
Quote, no photo edits. The tub.
She does look good though. Oh my God. Those Kegels.
Tub curves.
Baby, we bought you an island. We're pulling up to it right now.
Well said. Whatever microphone you're using, this microphone technique sounds clearer than whatever this video is of them underwater talking to the trees. And what the hell is this?
Baby, we bought you an island. We're pulling up to it right now.
Aw, you shouldn't have.
Hey, right. Oh, I get what they did there. But man, Sam sounds like a dumb jock. God, he is. I mean, never mind.
Baby, we bought you an island. We're pulling up to it right now.
Aw, you shouldn't have.
Oh, jeez.
Britt also shared that sweet clip, writing, having the time of my life here.
You know what Britney needs to do? And I know Britney listens to every single second of this, so she's got to listen really quickly. And I'm not trying to mansplain to Britney when she's listening, but I'm saying, get off of social media for a while. You won. You beat your scumbag dad. So you know what you do now? Appreciate life.
Here. And if all that weren't enough, the singer also shared a video montage of the whole getaway.
Oh my God.
We're talking boat rides.
I wonder what the low lights are. him going, I'm tired. And she's like, I want to be up all night and live life.
Included beaches and seductive topless walks towards the camera.
OJ's, come over here.
The caption, a beautiful day here in paradise celebrating.
Man, the could you imagine if she got into porn? I'm not saying she should get into porn at all. I'm just saying, like...
That's really kind of exciting.
Yeah.
While Britt and Sam might be celebrating their recent engagement, they could also be celebrating the recent ruling in Britney's conservatorship case.
Probably that too.
On Wednesday, the judge suspended her dad, Jamie Spears, as the conservator of her estate.
Got it.
Hey, hey, ho, ho.
Woo-hoo, hee, hee, get a life.
Conservatorship has got to go.
Oh, jeez.
He was at the LA courthouse when the ruling came down. And while Jamie's official removal will be decided at a later date, the pop star's attorney told ET on Wednesday that she's happy about the judge's most recent ruling.
Me too.
And the future is bright.
Yeah.
Where do you see Britney's life going from here? As she talked about what she might want to do when this is over in a month, if hopefully it is.
I think she's got a great future ahead of her.
And I'm going to make a lot of money.
And shortly after the hearing, Britney posted this video from the cockpit of a plane to Instagram.
Yeah, she likes a good cockpit.
Alongside the caption, quote, on cloud nine right now.
Mm-hmm. I'm on cloud nine because I quit caring. This next headline makes me so mad at Robin Thicke. I never liked the song Blurred Lines, and I've always had a crush on Emily Ratajkowski. And he groped her. That scumbag. So I can't play the music because it'll be taken down, but the quote is, out of nowhere, I felt a stranger's hand cupping my bare breast from behind, and that was Robin Thicke. And that's what she says. And then we'll skim to the middle of the video because the first 18 seconds was the music video. And I can't play music out of here.
Is in her upcoming book, My Body. In an excerpt obtained by the Sunday Times of London, Emily writes, quote, with that one gesture, Robin Thicke had reminded everyone I was nothing more than the hired mannequin.
That's gotta be awful, man. Like, she's a smart girl. She's got a huge brand. And you have this scumbag wannabe Michael Bublé touching you. What a scumbag.
Corroborating Emily's account, the video's director, Diane Martel, who told the Times, quote, I screamed, that's it. The shoot is over. Robin sheepishly apologized.
Yeah, he's kind of a sociopath. I hate the copyright rules. Let me go to break and get the show back on track. But then again, one has to wonder if it was ever on track.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. What's going on? It's DJ H-O-P-P-E. Man, back in high school, like in 2009, how the hell was that almost 13 years ago? Time flies, insert panic attack here. I did a video for homecoming. I went, yo, this is DJ H-O-P-P-E, and I'm here to remind all y'all about the upcoming homecoming dance. And you wonder why I didn't get laid till I was 21 to a... middle-aged radio listener. On that note, who should I promote next? Who would be most fitting to do? How about I do this? The following info about West Chase Printing has nothing to do with me losing my virginity to a radio listener. Okay, cool. When I tell you that West Chase Printing is the best in the Bay, I'm a man of my word. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever the hell you need, he'll hook you up at DJ Tone Tampa at West Chase Printing on Instagram. Follow him. Give him a like. Go to westchaseprinting.com. And when you do, man, be sure to name drop me on the invoice at Ryan Hoppy Radio. And oh boy, bro, you'll be hooked up.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Doctors say the life expectancy of the average man is now 76.2 years.
76.2, but I'm already 38.1. I've wasted half my life. Half my life gone, and I'm only guaranteed 38 more years.
Call Hoppy now. 856-49-HOPPY. Tweet at him at Ryan Hoppy Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
Oh, we have so much to get into. So let's get into it.
He never holds back, and he speaks his mind. Welcome back to Hoppy Hour.
Oh, Hoppy Hot Topic!
Snoop Dogg and Dr. Dre are ready to take the field at SoFi Stadium for Super Bowl 56.
Now, I love how all the dudes that are middle-aged and white and angry and wear Magnum condoms when they don't need to are so offended by this halftime show. And it makes you wonder, why does it bother you? And then they don't have an answer. And then by not having an answer, they're saying the answer.
Now the pair are opening up in a new interview with the NFL, shared exclusively with Access, about why they decided to join the star-studded halftime lineup.
Why?
And it's all for a good cause.
All right, I can't play the video because of the music, but he's explaining why he did the show. So once again,
Sean Johnson.
Before we move on, once again, Dr. Dre and Snoop Dogg are doing the Super Bowl. Now, why Sean Johnson isn't bothered by mom shamers. If you're shaming a mom, you're a loser.
Sean Johnson is confident in the way she parents and isn't giving the haters a second thought.
Got it.
In a new interview with...
That's the problem, though. Sean Johnson is saying that she's not giving the haters a second thought, but she's making a public statement about the haters, which by making a public statement about the haters, you're giving them a thought.
People magazine. The former Olympian and mom of two opened up about her evolving attitude toward how she deals with parent shamers.
Yeah.
She admitted that when she first became a mom and welcomed her daughter, Drew, the hateful remarks did get to her.
True.
Sean said, I was definitely affected by that a lot with my daughter, just because I didn't have confidence as a mom and I didn't know how to do anything. With Drew, I had so many trolls who were saying, you're doing this wrong and everything. It really affected me because I second-guessed myself in everything.
And I remember how I used to have such a crush on her.
But after a while, the former athlete came to a realization. She explained, what I learned through raising her the past 2 years is every parent is perfect for their baby. And every choice a parent makes for their baby is perfect for their baby. And it's completely different than everyone else. Now, as she's raising soon-to-be 2-year-old Drew and 2-month-old son Jet, Sean has embraced that attitude. She said, we still have trolls, but I have such confidence now in my decisions, in knowing that what I'm choosing for my son is the best for him, that they really don't bother me. I'm like, oh, you must not be a parent. While Sean is no longer upset by the haters, she sometimes wants to give them a piece of her mind.
Don't we all? I just block them because they're douchebags. Like, when I'm in a crisis and having a panic attack, which is 24/7, I'll post a selfie of how I look, and I'll have a funny caption like, "Does somebody have a case of the Mondays?" And this like douchebag guy from Cleveland, which is every person, said, "Handsome," and then to the next picture, "Handsome," and I was like, "Black."
The gymnastics great explained that she and her husband, Andrew East, have differing opinions on exactly how they should tackle the trolls.
How does he want to deal with it? He wants to beat their ass, probably. Let's find out right now.
Said, I would clap back at everybody if I could, because I just don't like it. If it's about me, I don't really care. But if you come after my babies or you come after my husband, I want to say something. Sean added, but my husband has said our policy within our household and within our business and within social media is you get more of what you respond to. So if
what a smart guy. He's good for her, man.
We respond to kindness, we're going to get more kindness. He said if we allow
manifest that, bruh.
Ourselves to be affected by trolls, we're teaching our kids to be affected by them too.
A round of applause! I just did.
Sean and Andrew welcomed Drew in October 2019, and Jet this past July. Access Hollywood caught up with Sean back in February when she was still pregnant with her son, and she revealed how she was feeling about going from a family of three to a family of four.
That's a lot, man. They're just squirting out kids.
We are absolutely terrified because unlike with the first, everyone's kind of like on the fence whether it's the greatest thing in the world or it's going to turn their life upside down.
Yeah, it's a lot of kids.
Everyone's pretty on the same page with the second, where it's just absolute chaos. Yeah.
All right, sounds like chaos. I know a lot of people that have had kids young, and it's so weird. You'll like open up their Snapchat and you'll see inside their world. And this is about anybody, not about anybody specifically. And you're just like, I'm sitting at home, just got done, just got home from the gym, and I don't have kids. It's a weird feeling. Also, what would be weird is being 90 years old if you're William Shatner.
Beam me up, Scotty. Captain Kirk is headed to space. William Shatner is slated to join Blue Origin's next space flight. The company, which is founded by Jeff Bezos,
who's a nice guy,
announced on Monday. The 90-year-old actor will board the next launch of the new Shepard spacecraft on...
I thought they were going to say Shepard's pie. I was like, oh my, I just got hungry.
October 12th, as one of four passengers.
Yeah.
The journey will take 11 minutes, and the trip will crown Shatner as the oldest person to have traveled to space.
It's weird. It's like he's done everything in life, man.
Quote, I've heard about space for a long time now. I'm taking the opportunity to see it for myself. What a miracle.
Got it.
The star said in a statement. Space sure has been a long time coming for Shatner.
Oh,
the
really?
Beloved actor has been to space on screen when he played the iconic Captain Kirk in the Star Trek series.
Yeah.
So it's really no surprise Shatner said yes to this opportunity to become the oldest person in space. Back in March, he spilled his secrets to Access Hollywood about still working at 90.
I want to work until I'm 90. I want to work until the wheels fall off. I want to just keep going. How cool is it for you? And how good does it feel? Like, this is your passion. This is what you love to do. And we're not stopping.
Right. Well, yes, it's what I do. It's what I've always done.
Oh, jeez.
Publicity. In a cold room. I'm freezing.
I love him. He's so cool. Not at all.
Working. So, yes, yeah. I'm working. I've got an album, Love, Death, and Horses, ready to go with Universal.
God, I don't want him to die, man. We need him forever.
Records.
He looks like, I know he's a millionaire, so he has access to everything, but man, like, he is a charismatic, young-looking 90-year-old.
I've got a podcast I'm going to do. I've got all kinds of things happening. Also horses and horse shows coming up. So I'm busy, and I think maybe if there's...
And I've always talked like that. I bet he does not talk like that in real life.
Secret to any of this, it's stay busy, preferably with things you love, but if...
That's what my uncle said. I met my 90-year-old, not met him, but I hadn't seen him in like 15 years, maybe 7 years, I don't know. I saw my great uncle, my grandpa's brother, that's how it works, and... he was like 90 years old, and he's just like, he makes all these arts and crafts, and he keeps busy. So I'll probably do this podcast until then.
You know, if picking up garbage is what you working at, pick it up with enthusiasm.
That's sounds good. The only sad part is he sounds a little bit older. Like, I know he's older, but it's just kind of a reminder.
You wanted it, you got it. Jamie Spears removed from Britney's conservatorship.
Oh, man, this guy's voice is annoying again.
But as much as everyone wants to say this conservatorship is completely over,
it's still in place, and it's not completely over.
And the judge didn't say she's going to end it. I think there's a hint the judge is going to end it.
When she allowed Britney to hire her own lawyer, Matt Rosengart, that's huge. Now, Jamie argued...
All right, I can't take him. All right, what's going on with Prince Harry?
Here, and the royal family is allegedly worried about one specific secret they think his book may reveal. So let's get into it.
Ever since news broke that Prince Harry would be writing a memoir, royal rumors have been stirring that his family was super unhappy with his decision to share a story. And now,
yeah, we got just a few more minutes left, but I don't need to hear about it. But yeah, it's going to expose the racist royal member. Yeah, so pretty much he's now just has a wife that's cashing in on his money. Jim Belushi here.
You've been on SNL before, correct?
Oh, yeah.
I'm hilarious. I'm Jim Belushi. I'm the hack that's not my brother.
Kim Kardashian's hosting soon. What advice do you have for Kim Kardashian, her first time hosting Saturday Night Live?
When you're walking through hell, just keep walking.
Oh, man, that's a typical Jim Belushi answer. Because he's not funny. A few more things here. See what's going on in celebrity news.
Starting with Drake and Meek Mill.
Why?
Because it is clear that all the drama is behind these two.
Oh, thank God.
Meek dropped his new album, Expensive Pain, last night, and the Toronto rapper shared his praises. Drake posted Meek's album cover on his Instagram story and captioned it with, "Proud of you, boy." This energy is definitely different in comparison to the back and forth mess that we were seeing in 2015, which I might add was 6 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, I feel old. But despite...
Oh, God. Such a big deal, dying.
The Twitter rants and multiple diss songs later, it's great to see that these two are interacting as friends again. Okay, but speaking of more new music, Grimes is seemingly channeling her pain into a new song. Just 1 week after her split from Elon Musk, the singer shared a new track on Instagram called Love, which she described as a response to all the privacy invasion, bad press, online hate and harassment by paparazzi I've experienced this week. Some of the lyrics range from Grimes saying it sucks to be awake to I'll never fight you back because everything you hate is everything I love.
Sounds like Elon Musk is a douche.
Recall Grimes and Elon were together for 3 years before splitting. The billionaire SpaceX founder confirmed to Page Six that although they are separated, the two are still on great terms.
Oh, that's good. We're going to come back and wrap things up. Oh, man. I usually don't wrap it up, but this time I did.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Oh, yeah, this following segment was brought to you by Amir Academy of Martial Arts in the house. AmirAcademy.com, Amir Academy on Instagram, the best martial arts MMA boxing trainer in all of the Bay Area, 2700 22nd Street in St. Petersburg, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. Get into shape and kick some butt, bruh. He's got class, he's got dignity, and he'll get you into shape and teach you about life.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Board, 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 board. Board.
Please don't be offended. He's sorry in advance.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it is, the most listened to radio show on the planet. Even the other stations are tuned in too.
On Harry Styles and Watermelon Sugar.
I love Watermelon Sugar. That was creepy.
Performing his hit single in Nashville, Tennessee this weekend, the UK star offered an explanation as to what the song is really about. Before he started singing, Harry jokingly said that the song was, quote, about the sweetness of life. Well, it wasn't too long after that he got into the performance, and he finally revealed what we've all been thinking, and that is that the song is about the, quote, female orgasm.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of that, some news about the Kardashians before we wrap it up.
Celebrities. Well, it may be 27 days until Halloween, but that's not slowing down Kourtney Kardashian and Kylie Jenner from getting in the holiday spirit. The pregnant mom posted a tray of homemade, colorful, Halloween-themed cupcakes on her Insta and captioned the post,
"They're just like us."
We are really excited over here. Hashtag October 1st. Kylie wasn't the only Kar Jenner ready for spooky season as Kourtney showed off the Halloween decor throughout her home and posed in a pic wearing a skeleton costume, writing, "Tis the season."
Got it.
I love Halloween. Tell me what you guys are going to be in the comments. And moving on to the TV show The Simpsons, because it looks like
Why is that show on anymore? It ruined its legacy. Could you imagine if they even went off the air in 2010 after 20 years or 2009 or whatever it was? It would have been brilliant. But there's too many episodes. I was at the sports bar literally watching the game and in the commercial break of the Buccaneers game or whatever Sunday night game it was. I forget. It doesn't matter. They were showing like Animation Domination and like new episodes of Family Guy and Simpsons. I was like, my whole life, it's been around. Go away. You're not good anymore. You ruined your legacy. You were funny the first 15 years. That's it. And the movie.
Like, we don't have to wait until the next episode of Saturday Night Live to see Kim Kardashian on the TV screen. The mega hit animated show added Kim, Kanye, and a few other celebs to last.
Like, I know plenty of people watch it, but it sucks now.
Last week's season 33 episode. The Skims.
Literally, the whole world is going to be over with. It's going to be like one of those like Walking Dead movies or something where it's like downtown empty Atlanta. I don't really watch horror or sci-fi movies, but you know, like that typical movie where the whole downtown area is empty. That's what's going to be in our planet, and The Simpsons will be on. It will never go away. But I can promise you one thing. This show will go away. But real quick, this show has been brought to you by WestchasePrinting.com. Posters, yard signs, business cards, whatever you need, westchaseprinting.com. And when you get the invoice, tell them I sent you. Follow them on Instagram at westchaseprinting and DJ Tone Tampa. FitSageFitness.com, fit_sage_fitness on Instagram. FitSageFitness.com, sign up for workouts and tell them I sent you. AmirAcademy.com, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 6 p.m. 2700 22nd Street North in St. Petersburg, AmirAcademy.com, RichKBarber.com, Rich Keeley Master Barbershop at Salon Loft on Kennedy Boulevard. Sign up at RichKBarber.com. And Tampa Bay Hot Sauce. All the locations in Florida are in a huge list at TampaBayHotSauce.com, and you can order online. You can listen to my show on every single podcasting platform, Stitcher, Spotify, TuneIn, Spreaker, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, whatever the hell you need. But iHeartRadio. By searching Hoppy Radio, H-O-P-P-E Radio, tweet me at Ryan Hoppy Radio. Email me ryanhoppyradio@gmail.com, ryanhoppyradio.com. And baby, you have one life. Life is so short. I'm not trying to be one of those basic memes that is shared on your page every day as our time is ticking. But I truly believe, if given a chance, and this was put in a major market, we'd be number one within 6 months.
Happy hour. Happy hour.
Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over. Happy hour is now over.
And like that, he's gone.